We've got Gene Bolduc on the phone right now, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at all the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we decide, is it a thing or is it not a thing? And it's got to be a short version today because we ran long on Kids Q, but we've got a couple things we can talk about.
And it's the Twitter version of Thing Not a Thing, right?
Yes,
the
140 characters.
240 character version. Well, here's my thing.
All right.
I voted today. Rick and I brought our absentee ballots to the Board of Elections. It's fast. It's easy. They have a good system. You put your ballot into a secure bag there, right at the Board of Elections, so you're confident that it's secure. Everybody should, request a ballot, get a ballot, fill out the ballot, turn in the ballot, or you can mail it. You know, it's perfectly safe to mail your ballot, but I wanted to do my small part to take a load off of the Postal Service and drop it off, especially so that I could share with listeners that this is fast and easy. And if you feel more comfortable in doing that than mailing it, then do it that way. At the Board of Elections in Hillsborough. It's very fast and easy. So a ringing endorsement to the Board of Elections.
Awesome. I'm still...
This afternoon, no line, no waiting. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm still planning on going on day one of early voting just to get it out of the way on that day. I've got... I'm in Durham County, so I know they've got a whole bunch of different early voting sites. And I've voted enough times that I know where... the less trafficked early voting sites are, so you can go and get
right.
in and get out and no line, no waiting. Usually you walk in. If it's kind of an off time, it's usually pretty empty in there, so I can do that pretty easily. But yeah, they've got a really good system for absentee ballots this year.
Yeah, they do. And I'm very proud of North Carolina's collective Board of Elections, and I've seen the Secretary of State from North Carolina on television many times talking about our process. They got a lot of attention because our absentee ballots went out first in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so, our Secretary of State got on TV a lot. That was great. It was very clarifying for me to really understand as soon as you send it in, your ballot is processed. The votes aren't tabulated until election day, but they're processed right away. And that means that they open the ballot and they put it in the machine.
Awesome.
As soon as they get it, which is great.
Very cool.
The other thing is I saw that early voting started in Virginia, and there are hundreds of people standing in line for hours to vote on the first day of early voting. That's really great to see.
Yeah. So we got a wrap. Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Well, we're going to have to re-air a program due to technical difficulties beyond my control. I do not control the internet, Aaron, as you probably know. So we will be re-airing our program with Penny Rich from last week.
Very cool. All right, so
we'll be back next week.
Head online and check out the full archive at weekendwatercooler.com and tune in to 97.9 The Kill 9 a.m. Saturday. That's still on because Inside Carolina doesn't start till 10. So at 9 a.m. on Saturday.
Actually, I think it's not on Saturday.
Is it not on
Nikki
Saturday?
Told me that there's something else airing at 9 a.m. because of the shakeup with the schedule tomorrow. But it will all the other
times.
75 times that it
all
airs.
Right. 9 a.m. on Sunday, 1 p.m. on Sunday, 8 p.m. on Sunday, and then, of course, the full archive at weekendwatercooler.com. So many ways to catch the Weekend Water Cooler. Gene Bolduc, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.